Here's Little Rev, along with Clint Hoover.
All right. Good to be here this morning. I'm going to do a tune from the late teens, W.C. Handy. To see that evening sun go down, I hate to see that evening sun go down. Well, it makes me think on my last go round. If I feel tomorrow like I feel today, I feel tomorrow like I feel today, I would pack my trunk, make my getaway. Well, the St. Louis one, she got a diamond ring, and she leads her man round by her apron string. And you know that ain't so much fun. But for her perfume and a store-bought paint, well, the St. Louis one is trying to be what she ain't. Oh, yeah. Not the St. Louis blue. I'm as blue as I could be. I got the St. Louis blues, I'm blue as I could be. Pack my trunk to my same old used to be. Clint Hoover, Clint Hoover. Look out now.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Well, it makes me think I'm on my last go round. Come on, get it one time, Clint, and then I'll take it home. I'll take it. You take it one time now. I'll take it home now.
Little Rev, along with Clint Hoover, and you guys sound great together. Have you played together a lot?
Oh, in spirit.
Psychically.
How did the two of you end up connecting?
Oh, I'll let Clint tell you.
Let's see. When we met, this was a long time ago. Wow, at a teaching workshop, what they called the string along thing in Wisconsin, and it was one of these retreats for you know, where you could go and take workshops and all these different instruments. And that's where I met Little Rev a long time ago. That was back in the early 90s, it was, wasn't it? My goodness,
Now, you're a new, and that would be the 1990s, by the way.
Well,
it's kind of sometimes amazing to me that we talk about the turn of the century and we mean, you know, 2000
I know.
Instead of the 1900s. Yeah. Now, you're relatively, you're based in Pittsburgh now, right?
Yes, I am.
And
now.
Can you tell me, this is Clint, just a little bit about your path from hither to here?
Yes, well, I've been here a couple of years, and my wife moved out here in 2009. She got a wonderful, incredible job opportunity at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History as the conservator, and I was really busy in Minnesota with my career. We'd been there all our lives, basically, for about, I'd been working as a full-time musician for about 30 years, and so I kept working there for a couple of years, and we tried to do the long-distance thing, and that's a difficult way to go. So I moved out here. And
What's it like as a full-time musician in Minnesota? Were you traveling or were
no?
I mean, is there enough work?
There was actually enough work. I mean, I pretty much consciously, I'm just the opposite, a little rev this way. I didn't do a lot of road work, so I stay at home. And basically, you split your time between, you wear a lot of hats, you know, you do a lot of teaching. I did a lot of studio work. I play in about 3 or 4 bands, and then I just get calls for jobbing work, what they say. And, and you build up your connections that way. And, I'd go around everywhere in Minnesota, sometimes Wisconsin and places like that in Iowa.
Yeah, what city in Minnesota?
Minneapolis, Twin Cities, yes.
Indeed. Mary Richards, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, that place.
Yes, I grew up about 4 blocks from that house.
Now, Little Rev makes up for you. Little Rev is all over the place traveling. And where do you call home when you're actually home?
Oh, actually, Bayview, which is just a little southeast of Milwaukee. And I'm right on Lake Michigan there. And pretty much Milwaukee is my home. I've been there. That's where I was born and raised, and my family's still there, and got a wife and a little 5.5-year-old. I like Milwaukee a lot. I can do without it, you know, about 3 months out of the year when it's the coldest, you know, and like to go south as much as I can without having to leave my family too far behind me or for too long. But it's been really, Wisconsin's been really good to me, and the upper Midwest has been a great place to carve out a niche as, a singer-songwriter and as a traditional artist, too. So it's, it's been very appreciative of what I've done, from Yiddish folk songs to, old-time blues and folky kind of stuff, and you name it. It's just been very supportive of everything.
When did you meet the ukulele?
When did I meet?
Yeah, when did you meet the ukulele?
In the early 90s, actually. Yeah. Probably right about the time I actually first met Clint. Someone brought a uke to one of my gigs and put it on the stage, one of my diehard fans, and said it was a family heirloom. No one was using it. It was kind of beat up and needed a little work, and did I want it? And boom, pretty soon I was playing the ukulele. Back in those days, it was very uncool to play ukulele.
Yeah.
Very uncool.
It's amazing.
Very unhip. And I had a musician friend who had actually publicly make fun of me on stage if they'd be up there with me that I'd be playing ukulele. And so they're the same ones who are on the front row now these days.
Yeah, it's amazing. Philomena just wrote the sound, much she's enjoying the music. Thank you, Phil. Yeah, the ukulele is becoming an instrument of choice for a lot of people that want to learn. And, it's what did they call it? The folk scare of the 60s. We have the ukulele scare of,
totally.
Of the the 10s or the aughts, I guess.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit after the next song about some of the things you guys are both involved with today at the Wilkins School Community Center. I love the W.C. Handy song you opened up with, the St. Louis Blues. What do you want to do next?
Well, today I'm going to be teaching at the community center. I'm going to be teaching a tune called the Buddha Lamb Shake, which is a Clifford Hayes original Dixieland jug band. And so this is like classic mid to late 20s jug band blues with a jazzy feel to it. And that's what I'm going to be teaching the U Club today and anyone or anyone else who shows up. And then I'll sprinkle that with a few other jug band tunes. And so maybe Clint and I could play a little jug band stuff here and just to kind of be in that spirit. That's why I started with St. Louis Blues. A lot of people know it. It's a great song. It's been around forever. It's been reinterpreted 10,000 times. And, you know, you just can't go wrong with it. You can put your own flavor to it as much as you want. But maybe Clint and I will do a little bit of Stealing Pretty Mama, Don't You Tell on Me. Are you mm-hmm. open to that, Clint?
Sure.
So now Clint and I are both harmonica players, and I'm going to play a little bit in first position on the harmonica with the rack and the ukulele. And this is, again, right up there with Buddha Lamp Shake. These are classic jug band era songs that when you get into this music, you can't do without them. You know, if you want to play jug band music, you're going to eventually learn Walk Right In, Sit Right Down, Baby, Let Your Mind Roll On. You're going to eventually learn, you know, Casey Moan. You know, there's a handful of, like, top 10 jug band tunes, and this one's right up there at the top. I refashioned this to give it a little more of a Tin Pan Alley flavor. Wasn't as quite as complicated as I've made it, but that's not to scare Clint. I'll be in G, Clint. So.
Okay, good.
So, and I'll play through the melody just to get started.
Okay.
Your listeners have to imagine a washtub bass, a washboard, a homemade kazoo. They have to imagine a Sears and Roebuck guitar, one of them $15 brand kind, you know, and maybe a banjo mandolin or banjo uke if they're lucky. Sometimes a fiddle. And then you'd have a jug band, but today it's just Clint and I. Like, we'd be sitting on the front porch, not worried about what people think without all those other instruments in the mix. And so, Stealing Pretty Mama, Don't You Tell on Me, yet another one of the multitude of songs about, you guessed it, infidelity. But what will we do with all these great songs? So here we go, Stealing. I'll play a little bit of, this is what the mandolin would have done.
Put your arms around me like a sucker around the sun. Won't you let me love you like my easy rider Don? Believe I love you, what a fool I've been. Believe I'm sinking, what a hole I'm in. I'm stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. Stealing back from the same old used to be. She just my heart inside. She's a married woman, come to see me sometime. Believe I love you, what a fool I've been. Believe I'm sinking, what a hole I'm in. I'm stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. Stealing back to my same old used to be. Put your arm around me, Clint.
Rev, along with, I keep wanting to say, I start to say Carl Hoover instead of Clint Hoover. I know, I think I went to junior high school with a Carl Hoover. Oh. but Clint Hoover and Little Rev together. Now, you can learn about jug band music today, a workshop at 2 o'clock until 4 here in the Pittsburgh area at the Wilkins School Community Center. These two gentlemen will be on hand and to teach you a few things. I figure you both be there for that.
I'll be there for the afternoon. Clint will be there for the evening.
Clint comes at night for the concert, and it's at the same venue, 7 o'clock, Wilkins School Community Center. And Steel City Ukuleles is presenting both of these. You can learn more about them at their website. Just Google Steel City Ukuleles. There's two U's and ukulele. And we've linked to the website, too. It takes a long time to realize that that's how you spell ukulele, you know, U-K-U.
That's right.
Everybody wants to put an E in there. In
Especially
the third
when
letter.
People walk around saying ukulele.
Yeah, ukulele is how actually that is the correct pronunciation, right? Or pronunciation.
On the mainland, everyone says ukulele, but, you know, further afield, it would be ukulele.
Now, before I forget, I mentioned at the very top of your performance, you had a resonator ukulele that you were playing. Can you tell me about the instrument?
Sure. The resonator ukulele is made by one of the premier American builders called Maya Mall. They're out of the Hood River, Oregon, White Salmon, Washington area. Been around for quite a while now, and they make regular ukuleles and resophonic ukuleles, and it's just a really great small little company. The wonderful people, and you wait about 9 months to a year to get one of those if you want to order one. So, but they've got a great website, and their customer service is tops. So that's Maya Mo is the one I'm playing. It's tenor. It's made out of quilted maple. I know your listeners can't see these instruments I'm playing, but yeah, it's a beautiful instrument, and I like the resophonic because I like the old blues and the early jazz and the ragtime, and it sounds great on the resonator. Also, when I'm teaching, I like to walk around and make sure my students are getting what I'm showing them, and so a ukulele that's resophonic tends to be a little brighter and crispier, and so I can punch it out even when I walk away from the microphone, and my students can still hear me, and so there's lots of reasons why I play resonator ukuleles.
Yeah, if you're wondering, You maybe have seen a dobro, and if I need to give you more of an analogy, you know, picture a guitar that kind of has had a hubcap installed around the sound hole, and that's kind of what a resonator instrument looks like. And you just get that, you know, resonant kind of sound. I really like the tone of the instrument you were playing because you could still hear the acoustic instrument at the same time.
I almost never plug in.
Yeah.
A good microphone is pretty much all you need, and sometimes you don't even need that.
So it looks like Clint Hoover is I see you have no instrument. I'm wondering what you're going to do next. Is this one for Clint, or is it one for you? What would you like to do?
I was thinking I'm going to be sending you a copy. I've got a new record out, and it's called Harmonica Americana.
Oh, great.
And so I'm going to do a little solo, a very short little solo piece for you. And this is for anyone out there really digging hearing Clint play harmonica and likes the harmonica stuff. Like in that last song, Clint played in second position, I believe, as he played cross harp style, a diatonic harmonica, and then I played straight harp. Mm-hmm. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up a harmonica and I'm going to play a track off of on my new CD, Harmonica Americana. It's a double record. The first, the disc one is minstrel stuff and old-timey and just a lot of banjo and harmonica duet kind of things and some Celtic and Irish things. And then the other CD is all pre-war blues and honky-tonk related stuff. So in the 20s, you know, if you were listening to the radio and you were in the Deep South, you might have been fortunate enough to pick up the barn dance broadcasts, you know, would later become, you know, transform itself into the Grand Ole Opry. And you might have heard someone like DeFord Bailey or Dr. Humphrey Bate. And then later on, there would be all kinds of these guys playing these kind of pieces. But back in those days, you could actually hear someone on the radio playing nothing but harmonica unaccompanied. And times were much simpler then. You don't hear it quite as much anymore. So there are a few of these kind of tracks on the record. And this is called the Talking Harmonica Blues. And so I'm going to make my harmonica say, I want my mama. I'm going to make my harmonica say, hey, mama. Those are two very different things, right? Pretty girl on Saturday night walking down the street, you say, hey, mama. And, of course, what my little girl back in Milwaukee always says every day, it's, I want my mama. So here we go. All right, harmonica, talk to me now. Let me hear you say, I want my mama. Oh, yeah, now play a little bit. Come on, say it again, harmonica. Now say, I want my mama. Oh, what are you gonna say to that pretty girl walking down the street?
Very nice, very nice.
Rev's a great harmonica player, by the way.
Yeah.
And his new harmonica record is really a joy to listen to.
Well, it's also a pretty important record, too, to document those songs and hopefully introduce them to an audience that might not find them in other ways. So I'm glad you've done that. It probably took some research, too.
A lot of research, yeah, a lot of time. And fortunately, I got a lot of people around the country from all my touring. I did like a crowdsourced fundraising thing this time, and I didn't know what I could raise. I knew the record would cost about $10,000, and being it was a double CD, you know, you'll read on the cover of the record, it's Harmonica Americana, a treasury of traditional American harmonica styles. You know, that's a broad swath because we all interpret these things generations later, but it's my tip of the hat to schottisches and polkas and regional dance music and quadrilles and reels and jigs and you name it, all kinds of different stuff alongside of the early blues. And so, yeah, it's just a love for the traditional stuff. And like you said, passing it on to the next generation. That's pretty much all I just want to do that well, you know. I'm not looking. Clint over here is quite an innovator on the harmonica, and so it's a joy to listen to him as well. And we both have our little little angles that we like to work with the harmonica realm. So that's for all the harmonica appreciators out there.
Yeah, Clint, you'd be more blues, jazz.
Not
to pigeonhole you, but I'm sure you can play probably whatever you want to play, but that's really the area you probably play the most.
For quite a while, I've really been focusing a lot on jazz and swing stuff. But I really enjoy like the pre-war blues and the jug band stuff. I used to be in a jug band years and years ago.
What was its name?
The Sugar Kings.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jug bands are just a heck of a lot of fun, and it's nice to see, you know, some attention being shown to him again. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, Lil Rev is here with us along with Clint Hoover, and they're here in Pittsburgh today in part. Well, Clint lives here now, but Lil Rev traveled here because of a workshop and concert sponsored by Steel City Ukuleles, and Steel City Ukes has the concert tonight at 7 featuring both of these gentlemen. And there's a workshop at 2 with Lil Rev. And it's easy to go to both of those. Just stop at the Wilkins School Community Center, which is right at Braddock and Charles Street, I think. I used to live right down the street from there. And you can get more information at their website, Steel City Ukuleles, or just go to slbradio.org and click on the link. Lil Rev has a great book of poetry, too, Ukulele Nation. we've dug that out, and it's called Ukulele Nation, the Poetry of Uke. And there's these great ukulele jokes in here. It's just it's a nice nice book to browse through from time to time, so you may want to look
for
that.
My friends call it their favorite bathroom reading, by
the way.
And I always say, I don't care where you read my poetry.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's got chapters with names like Trouble Clef, right? And yeah. And I Feel Sorry for the Guitar and all sorts of things. It's a nice volume. And I'm sure you can find that at Lil Rev's website.
Yep, on the website or Amazon, wherever.
So he's gone from resonator, ukulele, to harmonica, to guitar. And what are you going to do next?
Well, I'd like to hear Clint play a little more of that blues harp stuff. And you come tonight and you hear Clint. The format for this evening will be, first of all, the focus is on ukulele. So mostly what you're going to hear this evening is a lot of ukulele music, a lot of original stuff. This morning or this afternoon here, we've been playing a lot of traditional stuff, but tonight I'll probably sing a lot of my originals, and some of those Clint will be joining me on, some of them I'll be doing by myself. I'll probably do a half of the set solo and then invite Clint up for mm-hmm. the second half of each set. That'll be a lot of good music, and in the wink of an eye, we come and then we're gone, and so I like to hear Clint play a little more harmonica. So I'm going to play a tune from a show I do called Jews and Blues. This is a one man show, celebrates the intersection at which African American and Jews interacted and collaborated to create some of the finest music America's ever known. Iconic labels like Chess Records with Leonard and Phil Chess, and of course people like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and all that great stuff. And so this show tells that story of those years together and what brought them together for better and worse. And so I've written a few original tunes to complement those classic blues tunes. And here's one of them. It's called The Peddler's Blues and talks about what Jews often did when they came to America, pushed carts around and sold wares of different sorts, from coal to fruits and vegetables, pots and pans to rags, you name it. And it's called The Peddler's Blues. And if you want to sing along out there in Radio Land, your line will be oi, 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 oi. Okay, that's going to be your line. Oi, 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 oi. And we're going to get Clint to turn on the heat on this one.
How I made my money, how I made my guilt. How I made my money, how I made my guilt. Well, I peddled all day till I could no longer yell. Down on Orchard, down on Hester Street. Down on Orchard, down on Hester Street. That's where I learned. Oy, 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 oy. Oy, 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 oy. Oh, yeah, it's a Yiddish blues. Oy, 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 oy. Oy, 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 oy. Oy, 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 oy. Make some money, Clint. I peddled coal and I schmatters to go. Oi, 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 oi. 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 Oh, take it home, Glenn.
Along with Clint Hoover, you guys sound like you've been playing together, you know, continuously or continually. You don't see each other that often, do you?
I told you we're spirit brothers.
Yeah, yeah. You guys you sound just terrific. I keep thinking about that analogy or that image you were creating about listening to the Barn Dance radio programs, whether it be the Grand Ole Opry or the National Barn Dance or the one out of Dallas, whose name escapes me, right? Or the Louisiana Hayride, but yeah. There was a Big D show out of Dallas, and all of these great programs that would bring you music like this, and the kinds of things you'd get exposed to. And there aren't too many. Well, the Wheeling Jamboree here in this area, which still. Not quite as prominent as it once was, but still out there. And the Grand Ole Opry, I guess, are the two that I know of that remain. Garrison, to some extent, has tried to reinvent that format, Garrison Keillor, but in a little bit of a different way. But it's good to be able to listen to you playing this music live. It sounds good on the radio.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
We probably have time for a couple more, I'd say, a true couple, as in two.
Okay.
What would you like to do next?
Well, I'd like to do another solo one, if I could, just dedicate this to the Ukulele Club here in town. And It's because of them that I'm here, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Marlene and Sonny and everybody involved, they really do a lot to keep things going.
They really do, yeah. You know, and it's really been a blessing and just quite a, you know, something to be grateful about, you know, because like I said, when I started playing uke, none of this existed. And there was no YouTube. Young high school kids couldn't, you know, learn the next coolest song, you know, with the click of a button. You had to find the people who played and seek them out and spend time with them. And it was just a whole different landscape. And now, you know, there's ukulele stuff everywhere. So it's a real blessing that I'm able to do this, you know. So thanks to the Marlenes and the, you know, and the uke clubs of the world. So I'm gonna play a little finger picking piece now, and this is called the Ashtabula Upstroke. I'll probably be playing this tonight for everybody. It's my tip of the hat to ragtime influence on the ukulele, and was inspired by something a little man said to me at a nursing home one day when he was being wheeled past me at the end of an hour. He looked up at me, and in the moment I didn't quite understand what he was saying. He kind of like, you know, jokingly looked up at me and said, "You did the Ashtabula upstroke." And I didn't know what he meant, you know. I really didn't, you know. Matter of fact, that night it was bothering me that I didn't follow him back to his room and ask him, because most of what I've made my reputation with the ukulele on is right-hand techniques, rhythmic techniques. So when you heard us doing St. Louis Blues and I was going, I was playing a triple strum there when I went, I was playing a fan stroke, and you'd have to see my hand to do that. When I was going, was doing tremolo and all different approaches to getting as much rhythm out of the ukulele as you can has sort of been the hallmark of my profession as a ukulele player. And so this Ashtabula Oath stroke, it really bothered me. I told my wife later on that night, you know, I said, baby, guess what? I know how to do the Ashtabula upstroke. And she was tired and she didn't want to hear nothing about it. So anyways, some months went by and I was driving down the road on my Florida tour. And my wife was driving and I was picking on the ukulele, entertaining my daughter who was in the kid's seat next to me. And I was making up some things after listening to a lot of Scott Joplin. And my daughter was bouncing around in the seat, and my wife turned around. She said, what is that? And I said, I don't know. I just made it up. She said, sounds like something I know. I said, it couldn't be. I just made it up. She said, no, I'm telling you, I've heard that before. Play me some more. So I played a little bit more for her. She said, no, I've heard that before. I'm telling you. I was like, well, what do you call it? And she took her eyes off the road just long enough to turn back to me and say, mind you, 3 months later, sounds like the Ashtabula upstroke to me. So anyways, here's a little short instrumental. I take it around once or twice here. The Ashtabula upstroke on the ukulele.
Sounds like the Ashtabula upstroke to me. I did Google Ashtabula upstroke while you were playing that very quickly, and I found a music store in Ashtabula specializing in ska, and somewhere in their description it said upstroke as part of that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the funky part of music is the upbeat, you know, the upstroke or the and. I grew up in a town where everything sounds like a polka, you know, and so that upbeat, you know, and reggae and ska and calypso and funk and all kinds of other stuff is what really makes it interesting. You wouldn't have Papa's Got a Brand New Bag if you didn't have that upstroke, brother.
You really wonder what that man that said that to you might have been thinking, though. He may have had something. We've got about 4 minutes of radio time. I want to thank everybody who's been here today. Big brothers, big sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. It was nice to have both Anasia and Erica and Cheryl here. Terrific to have Rebecca Ress from Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, Vinca and Sophia Bensick playing the prim and singing together earlier. Jeffrey Chips from Steel City Shakespeare, Brian Junker. Talking about Song Spaces concert with Andrzej Duvicot and Brooke Annabelle, and of course Little Rev and Clint Hoover with us today. You're going to have a chance to do a workshop with Little Rev at 2 this afternoon at Wilkins School Community Center just east of Pittsburgh in the Regent Square area. You can see them both in concert tonight at 7 at that same location. And I'm hoping you can play us out if you do us the honor. And I want to thank you so much for being here. And thanks to Marlene Parrish, a fine typist, a fine ukulele player. You know, Marlene makes it all happen.
Yes, she does. We are grateful to Marlene. And yeah, All right, so let's go out in the key of C here.
Okay.
And once again, pleasure to play with my buddy Clint Hoover here. Oh. And anyone out there looking for harmonica lessons, this is your guy here in Pittsburgh, Clint Hoover. How do they find you, Clint?
ClintHoover.com.
Oh, thank you. I should have asked you that. ClintHoover.com. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Take it on out. Memphis Slim. Yeah. Here we go. One more time, Clint, then I'll take it home.